If you're a Kansas native like I am, you probably feel like you know a lot about beef. You have your favorite cuts, your favorite way to season them, and you take a hard stance on how you like your steak prepared on the scale from rare to well done. What if I told you that there's a cut of beef that, when cooked properly, has the tenderness of the best strip steak with the big beefy flavor of a sirloin? As a Kansas beef eater, you probably wouldn't believe me. Especially when I tell you that this cut has been around since the early 1950s. But maybe that's why we're not as familiar with it. This cut didn't even exist as we know it until the early 1950s. The piece of meat I'm talking about is the tri-tip, which due to its state of origin is referred to as the California tri-tip by many pitmasters I know. So how did a roughly 2-pound triangle-shaped muscle from the bottom sirloin that was often ground into beef for burgers or chopped into stew meat become a star cut rivaling a porterhouse or ribeye? We have a one-armed butcher named Bob Schutz to thank. We can't be sure what led Bob to try spit roasting this cut, but barbecue legend has it that the Safeway in Santa Maria, California, where he worked, had enough hamburger and stew meat on hand. So Bob tossed this small roast on the spit with the rest of the top block sirloin. So how did it turn out? Join my co-host Chef Tom Jackson and myself as we dive into the world of Santa Maria barbecue and the amazing history of the tri-tip. This week on Cooking with Fire. For KMUW, I'm Josh Carey.